All right, today's Wednesday, and it's supposed to be an economic episode, but I decided to do it a little bit different, right? Okay, so I'm a political commentator. Not really. I'm a political podcaster, thingamabobber, whatever you want to call me. I don't care. I'm political, right? So I decided, why don't I take the political compass quiz? Most of the time, anyway, these are a little bit off. They don't necessarily tell you exactly what you believe or tell you what party you're in. But I decided, you know what? Why not? I'm a political guy. Might as well just take it. What could be the consequences? And as I'm going through the questions, I'll help explain why I believe what I believe. Just because. Why not? Okay? Capiche. So we'll start with economic one. Question number one. And the question is, if economic globalization is inevitable, it should primarily serve humanity rather than the interests of transnational corporations. Do I strongly disagree? Do I regularly disagree, agree, or strongly agree? That's an interesting question because you're trying. What the question is trying to do is decide if I care more about corporations than people. That's what the question is trying to get to. I would say they're actually not separate. Corporations are people because a corporation is run by a board. A corporation is run by the shareholders. A corporation is run by a private owner. Those are all people, right? They're all human beings. So should I take their jobs away and give it to other people, or should it's basically should I switch the owners around? That's what it sounds like it's trying to ask me. Because something we never really do very often is we never actually humanize business owners, even though they are human, just like us. They went to college, just like us. They have problems, just like us. They have success, just like us. They have failures, just like us. Every single thing that we have, they also have. And they don't have more, they don't have less. That's basically it. They're just normal people, right? They just happen to succeed at their business venture. And that's an incredible thing for them. Why should we take that away? Why should we take their success away? They succeeded. That's excellent. Good job. Keep your success as a trophy, whatever. Congrats. So, if economic globalization is inevitable, which, by the way, it's not inevitable, but if it were inevitable, then what it's saying is if world trade, the entire world economy was one economy. It should primarily serve humanity. It's so interesting to read this question. I'm gonna disagree to it. Not strongly disagree, but disagree. Because like I said, humanity, transnational corporations are part of humanity. They're human beings. Like, human beings run those corporations. Human beings, a lot of times, 88% of them, by the way, started out poor and worked their way up to billions and billions of dollars. By the way, I bet you didn't know this. Elon Musk, I listened to an interview from him. This is what he claims. I mean, he could be wrong, but if you think about it, it actually sounds accurate. Yes, he has billions and billions and billions of supposed dollars in net worth. He's actually, compared to his net worth size, he has very little in his bank account. What that means is his net worth is SpaceX and Tesla stock. He has private stock in SpaceX because it's not a publicly traded company, and then he has 10% of the Tesla stock. That's his net worth. He can't buy anything with that stock. He has to sell it first, and he hasn't sold it. The one time he did sell it is when he sold 10% of the Tesla stock. So he was originally 20% owner, now he's 10% owner of Tesla because he sold 10% of the stock. You get the point. So I'm disagreeing. If I hit strongly disagree, it's going to act like I hate people and I love corporations. So I'm just going to hit disagree. I'd always support my country whether it was right or wrong. Strongly disagree because I have a very strong set of morals and a very strong set of opinions, and that is what I go off of. And yes, those opinions and morals are based on stuff. I base them as well as I possibly can on the Bible. When it comes to political opinions, I try to base it on the moral laws set in the Bible, but obviously that's not very possible, right? I mean, moral laws in the Bible were a little bit different, not for economic purposes and not for political purposes, not necessarily more for religious purposes. But I try to base them off that as much as I can, and what I can't, I try to make it as reasonable as physically possible. So strongly disagree to that because if my country does something terrible, like let's say if my country ends up like Nazi Germany, I would very strongly not support my country. But if my country were to do something like, ooh, move the Mediterranean into Australia, that would be hilarious, and I would actually support that because that would be absolutely hilarious. No one chooses their country of na no one chooses the country of birth, so it's foolish to be proud of your country. No one chooses their country of birth, so it's foolish to be proud of it. No. I have to disagree. Okay. I have to agree and disagree. First of all, pride is one of the seven deadly sins. I hate pride. Whether it's pride for your country, pride for your supposed sexuality, I don't care what the pride is for. Pride is one of the seven deadly sins, so I hate pride. No one chooses your country. You're right. You can't choose a country you're born in. There was someone who once said, I believe it was Matt Walsh, who said, no one chooses the country you're born in. Except for me. I actually talked to God before I was born. He was joking, obviously, but it's a funny joke. No one chooses the country you're born in. You're right. No one chooses the country you're born in. That doesn't mean you can't be glad you're born inside of a country. I'm glad I was born in America. America is, by almost every single standard you can possibly think of, the freest nation on planet Earth. Right now, New Zealand has more economic freedoms than the United States. So does Singapore. But there's something different with these two nations. So New Zealand has a lot of personal restrictions on you. Not your economy, but you. Same as Singapore. The United States has way less than both of them. Yes, we don't have the same economic freedoms, we have a lot more personal freedoms. When you combine both of them, we are the freest nation on planet Earth. So, I'm glad to be born in America. Yes, I know I couldn't choose this, but I'm still glad to be born here. Our race has many superior... Oh my word, this is a racist question. Okay, the question is, our race has many superior qualities compared with others. Strongly disagree. I hate it when people talk about race, okay? Politicians all the time go about saying, well, I'm black, so I have way more experience in this than you stinking white person. Or I'm white, or I'm Asian, or so I have... I don't care. Your skin color means nothing to me. I literally do not care. This is the face of someone who doesn't care, okay? I don't care what skin color you are. Also, it just doesn't make sense. We're all human beings. Can we just think of it that way? Let's think of humanity as one race. Not one superior race. Not the Aryan race, obviously. But I mean, one race. We're all human. Doesn't matter what skin color you are. Doesn't matter what color eyes you are. Doesn't matter what type of hair you are. We're all human, right? Let's think of it that way. It's way better. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Yes, actually, I have to agree. Not strongly agree, but agree. An example for this would be, what would be a good example that most people will probably have heard of? Saudi Arabia. No, I'm not going to use Saudi Arabia. That's a good question. Which one is a good example? Okay, so Taiwan, right? When the Civil War of China was going on, Taiwan was not a great country. Taiwan was a miserable country. Miserable. Miserable country. And when Taiwan, or the Taiwanese nationals, when they retreated to Taiwan, and then now we have the quid pro quo of China mainland is communist, Taiwan is democratic, right? Taiwan wasn't democratic until the 1980s. Taiwan never elected their leaders, or not in the way they do now, until the 1980s. Taiwan wasn't really that great of a country until the 1980s. The only reason I would have supported them then is because they were the enemy of China. And China, I mean, no one knew it back then, but China was a rising power and would end up to be a major problem in the 2000s. So, yes, I have to agree with it. Military action that defies international law is sometimes justified. Yes, it does, because sometimes international law is really dumb. Just going to point that out there. This is a really broad question, okay? Let's say the law is, I don't know. Let's say the law says, I cannot bring troops to defend Ukraine. Okay. But I'm going to bring troops to defend Ukraine because Russia is invading Ukraine. That's a terrible idea. I mean, you see my point here? It's kind of a weird question. Even, it doesn't matter who answers this question, everyone should always agree to this question. International law is not fact. I mean, yes, international law is set in place, but it doesn't make it right. That doesn't mean international law is right and you are wrong. That's the point I'm trying to make. I mean, right now, I can't think of any international law that I'd want to break. As far as I know, they're all pretty common sense at this current moment. when it comes to military action, but they could become pretty uncommon sense in the future. Who knows? So I'm gonna have to hit the agree button. There is now a worrying fusion of information and entertainment. That's hilarious. Worrying fusion of entertainment and information. Dude. That's actually pretty funny. It's funny because I don't know where they're getting this from. I'd have to disagree because I actually love. Hold on a second. Give me a second. Okay, so like I was like, I love entertainment. It's really funny to watch these days. It makes me laugh, especially when it's conservative. They're really funny conservatives. Okay, as I was saying, most people see information as a what do you call it? Most people learn the funny way. So if I'm trying to tell you something, your concentration is going to be lost extremely quickly. It almost doesn't matter what I do. I could tell you with reason, I could tell you with logic, I could tell you with anything, but in order to keep your attention, one of the best ways to do that is with being funny, and that's considered entertainment. So I wouldn't say it's worrying. So I have to disagree with that. I wouldn't strongly disagree because there are times where it is pretty worrying. When you try to make, like when Joe Biden, for example, who's giving the press release on the Tennessee conundrum or Tennessee, you get what I'm saying, you know what I'm talking about, on what happened in Tennessee. And he started with a joke, and that's pretty worrying. Because that, when you're talking about that, it's not funny. Nothing about that's funny. That's the time where being serious definitely outweighs being funny. Okay, question. Oh, I forgot to answer one of them. Oh, I just forgot to put a number in for the question of birth one. There we go. Okay, anyways, people are ultimately divided more by class than by nationality. Class and nationality. I disagree. I can talk to any rich person. I just have to know that rich person. I can talk to any poor person. I've done that quite a few times. I would disagree. On the other hand, if I wanted to talk to someone who's a Chinese national, I need to know their language. So I would say that's a pretty big divide right there. I don't know Mandarin. Also, yeah, so I'm gonna say disagree. Controlling inflation is more important than controlling unemployment. Now, that's an interesting question because inflation and unemployment are linked. When there's high inflation, what's going to happen is costs go way up, right? But your revenue stays relatively the same unless you also raise your prices. When you raise your prices, then your revenue goes up, but it doesn't actually technically go up in real dollars. It goes up so that you can match that inflation. So when inflation first goes up, unemployment goes up. And then as inflation stays high, unemployment adjusts and becomes more normal again, which means it doesn't matter what happens, unemployment will stay at a relatively low level throughout. But at the first beginning parts, unemployment will go up, but then it will naturally go back down, right? So it's a hit and miss question, okay? I'm gonna say disagree because, well, no, I agree, sorry, because inflation, it doesn't go down. I mean, when you control inflation, that means lowering your spending. That's the main and only way to actually bring it down. So I'm gonna have to agree. Because corporations cannot be trusted to voluntarily protect the environment, they require regulation. Okay, that's a really dumb question. They cannot be trusted to voluntarily protect the environment. Why can't they be trusted to voluntarily protect the environment? I want the government to give me two reasons. Actually, no, just give me one reason. Give me one reason, or anyone, give me one reason why the corporation cannot be trusted to protect the environment. And you might say, well, because they care more about profit. And the government doesn't. And then you might say, number two, actually, I don't know if you'd give me another reason, but whatever. The point I'm trying to make here is, again, the government is people. It's made up of people, real human beings. Corporations are made up of people, real human beings. So, trying to compare and make the government sound more righteous than a corporation is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my entire life. It's not. And a corporation is not more righteous than the government either. They're equal. So, to have this idea, it doesn't make any sense because It just doesn't make sense. I can't, if I disagree with it, then basically what I'm saying is our corporations are better than the government. But if I agree with it, then I'm saying government is better than a corporation. So it's kind of like a dumb question. Corporations cannot be trusted to voluntarily protect the environment. Yes, they require regulation on certain cases. For example, when it comes to human rights, obviously child labor laws, that's a good thing, right? We don't want kids working in factories. And you might say, well, those are put in place by the government, which would make it seem like the government's more righteous. Not really. Again, government is people. The government is not one whole general thing. The government is full of people with opposing views and opinions. That is what the government is. What happens is you elect someone who you want, who you think will best represent your specific opinion, into office. And because of that specific reason, that person will vote based on what the people are, based on his opinions. So it's really interesting because the government is not more righteous. It does happen to do some more good than corporations in some cases. While on the other hand, corporations do more good than the government. For example, corporations are way better at spending their money than the government. I don't know of a single corporation that is $31 trillion in debt, but I do know of a government that is $31 trillion in debt. And you might say, well, that's just figures, right? The U.S. Economy is $26 trillion in general. Okay, fine. I don't know of a single company that is 150% of GDP in debt. But I do know of a government that's 150% of GDP in debt. The U.S. government. There you go. Changed it. You're welcome. So, I'm just going to hit a disagree and suffer the consequences. From each according to his ability, to each according to his need, a fundamentally good idea. That's a good question. I actually don't know. I'm gonna say agree because each according to his ability sounds like a great idea. I mean, you should do according to what you are able to do and not more, because if you do more, you overexhaust yourself and it leads to bad things. You do less and you're just a lazy little kid, and I don't like that. So I'm gonna hit agree, but not strongly agree, because I'm confused about to each according to his need. Is it trying to say that you should only do what you need to do? Then I would disagree. But then it's also saying each according to his ability. If my ability is to make more money than I need, I'm going to make more money than I need. Yes, sure, I'll give that money out. Sure, whatever. But, yeah. No, I'm going to hit disagree. Because I can see this going in a socialist way. And I'm not a big fan of socialism. So we're gonna disagree. Because you could say, okay, so work as hard as you possibly can. All the extras will get taken from the government and put in other people's hands. So I'm going to hit disagree. The freer the market, the freer the people. Strongly agree. Because, yeah. Best way of describing that is lower regulation. Well, I hit agree because child labor laws again. So, because lower regulation means governments, or not governments, corporations can do more to make more money. And when they have more money, you might think, oh, that's evil. They have so much more money. They also have quite a few employees that they have to pay. And quite a few jobs to fill. So that money is not sticking with them. It's going to you and me and everyone else here. And I really like my wages to go up. So I'd really like these corporations to be successful and to make more money so that I can get paid more. You see what I'm saying? You might understand it this way. When a company loses money, they will lower your hours. They can't lower your wage, not really. But they will lower your hours. If you're working by hour. And that's bad for you because then you can't work as often and all this stuff, right? But if that company is making more money, you can work more, you can get paid more, you can get promotions, all that incredible stuff, right? And that's what we all want. We all want everyone to be successful. There's my view on that. It's a sad reflection on our society that something as basic as drinking water is now a bottled, branded consumer product. I disagree because guess what? It was always a consumer product. Back in the days, I'm going to use the Jesus example here. In the Bible times, you could dig a well and you could pull up water from the well. Guess what? You can still do that. The bottled water is an option. You are not forced to go to the store. You are not forced to buy that bottled water. You are not forced to drink that bottled water. You choose to go to the store. You choose to buy the bottled water. You choose to drink the bottled water. So that's on you, not them. If you don't like it, don't do it. So strongly disagree. Land should not be a commodity to be bought and sold. So land should just be freely given. By the way, the pilgrims actually did this. They freely gave out land equally to every single person when they first settled in the New World. And it didn't work. So because it didn't work, and since I know it didn't work based on their books and their history, I'm going to say disagree and strongly disagree because it didn't work. Land should be a commodity. You should be able to sell land and you should be able to buy land. That's how it's worked for over what, 200 some years now? Hasn't failed since, and it failed real quickly when they didn't do it that way with the pilgrims. So we'll take it with this way. It's regrettable that many personal fortunes are made by people who simply manipulate money and contribute nothing to their society. That's the dumbest question I've ever heard on planet Earth. Contribute nothing to their society? Nothing? Really? How do they have money to manipulate if they don't contribute anything? You might say, okay, well, maybe their dad gave them money. Okay, sure, their dad gave them money. How are they getting money then? How are they growing that money without contributing nothing? They can buy stock. Okay, well, guess what? When you buy stock, the business you bought the stock from benefits. The business that you bought the stock from is richer. Now that they're richer, they can pay their employees more. They can pay their board members more. They can do more. They can buy more factories. They can expand their workforce. They can do so much more because you bought their stock. So it's virtually impossible in the United States of America to have money and to grow that money without contributing to society. Strongly disagree. Protectionism is sometimes necessarily in trade. Protection, I'm assuming they're talking about tariffs. I'm gonna agree because it is sometimes necessary. For example, with China, we need to lower our dependency on China and we need to do it quickly. And the fastest way I can think of doing that would be a trade war or tariffs. Basically saying, hey, China, anything you want to sell in the United States, we're gonna tax more than everything else. That way, people are incentivized to buy anything they want, but they will want to buy anything really, any material good from any country but China because China's will be more expensive. That's the idea of it. And so I would say agree, but then they're also extremely dangerous because there are economists out there. For example, Dr. Arthur Laffer, he was the, was he, I think he was the head economist of the Reagan administration in the 1980s. He says that one of the biggest reasons we had the Great Depression is because we imported enormous amounts of goods, right? And since our economy was growing super quickly, the people in America were like, okay, well, I want people to buy American and not foreign. So what they did is they tariffed everything enormously. And because of that, the stock markets fell because there was no more foreign investment. And it makes sense and I understand it. So I'm going to say agree, but be very, very careful and make sure it's actually necessary when you're going through with it. The only social responsibility of a company should be to deliver a profit to its shareholders. Social responsibility? Really? Okay. I First of all, delivering a profit to your shareholders doesn't make any sense because that's not a social responsibility, that's an economic responsibility, right? When you have an economic responsibility, it's not social. So you're delivering a profit to your shareholders are spreading that profit out to other companies through other investments. I don't know how to answer this question because again, that's an economic responsibility, not a social responsibility. I would say, I'm going to say agree. Just pretend that it is. We're going to pretend it is a social responsibility and not an economic responsibility just for the sake of argument because this test is not very well put together. The rich are too highly taxed. Yes, no, maybe not at all. Nah, yeah, they are. They are definitely too high taxed. again, what's the role of government? Is the role of government to spend every single penny on you so that you can have free healthcare, so that you can have free insurance, so that you can have the free retirement? Or is the role of government to allow you to succeed? I would say the role of government is to allow you to succeed. Not government. Corporations, businesses can fill in the role of your healthcare, can fill in the role of your insurance, can fill in the role of your retirement. They can do all three of those things. There was a time where the government did need to do them. It doesn't need to anymore. This is not the Great Depression anymore. We are extremely economically stable compared to the Great Depression, even though we're in, almost in anyway, a recession. Even when we're in a recession, we are still way better off now than we were in the Great Depression. We don't need those government programs anymore. Because we don't need those government programs anymore, what is the reason for taxing the rich? On top of this, who is to say high taxes gives more revenue? I mean, it sounds like common sense when you say, well, when you raise taxes, you make more money for the government, right? Because the taxes are higher. Yes, but no. In the 1920s, I love bringing up the 1920s era because it's an incredible era. It literally is the golden age. In the 1920s, we were having an economic boom. An economic boom after World War I. As far as I know, we were the only country to have an economic boom after an entire world war. And this is why some people think the military gurus, whatever you want to call them, benefited from it, even though they didn't. Yes, they were paid. Yes, the military gurus were paid to supply weapons and machinery to the US Army and Navy for World War I. They were not the reason the economy boomed. The economy boomed because we lowered taxes. Taxes were a new concept until I think it was 1912 when we first implemented the income tax. In 1912, we first implemented the income tax, okay? And it rose. I think it was up to about 40%. And then we shrank or cut taxes to around, was it 20 or 17%? It doesn't matter, to the 17 to 20% area. And because we cut taxes, the economy boomed. I'm not even joking. It's like, here's the timeline. We cut taxes, economy's still kind of crap. Cut taxes, boom, economy goes up. Why did the economy go up? Okay, the government is not the economy. When you think of an economy, you have to think a little bit differently. So the government is political. Their role is to control its people. That is its role. And yes, we can argue about how much freedom a person should have all day, all we want, right? And I agree, freedoms are extremely necessary for people. That's the government's role, to have those implementations, to have those regulations on the people, not the economy. So when an economy is extremely free-based, when you have the economy based on the actual people and not based on the government, where the government controls everything with a tight finger, when you have that, you have success. Because then the people can choose, I want to do this, I want to do that, I can just do it. And the government isn't saying, no, you can't do that. That is what leads to success. That is why lower taxes work. Because when you lower those taxes, more people are spending more money within the economy, not within the government. You might think, again, well, that lowers revenue, right? I would say so. But during that time where we had that economic boom, we were some, was it billions? I don't remember the exact number. We're enormously in debt because of the war, and yet we were still pulling a surplus. We were in debt because of the war, and after the war, when we had lowered taxes, we were making money. Making it. We weren't having to borrow more money like we are today. We were actually making money. The United States hasn't made money for a long time. We have been losing enormous sums of money, which is why we're 32 trill is it 31, 32, $32 trillion in debt. So I'm gonna say strongly agree. By the way, the highest tax rate right now is like 37%. I would rather it be at 33% and slowly lower it from there, in case you're wondering. Those with the ability to pay should have access to higher standards of medical care. I agree. Same with education. If you, what's a good example of this? If I am a multimillionaire and I have $20 million in my bank account, let's put it that way, and I get hurt in Germany. Oh, you know, let's just put it this way. I get hurt in America. All the hospitals in America are full. I will spend an enormous amount of money to leave the United States of America, go to Singapore or whatever, you get the point, to get the care done or to get the care I need there. So whether you have the standard of the more money you have, the better medical care you can have or not, that is what's going to happen. Unless you're going to stop rich people from leaving the country, which you're not going to do. You won't get that passed through Congress. And I wouldn't agree with that either. So it doesn't matter whether you have this type of policy where the ability to pay gives you higher odds or higher standards of Medicare or not. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because, yeah, it's going to happen anyway. Government should penalize businesses that mislead the public. I strongly disagree. What do you mean, mislead the public? You mean like the government's been doing to us with COVID for ages now? I mean, I'm a little bit confused here because government should penalize businesses that mislead the public. Then who's deciding what's right and what's wrong? Again, the government is not one person. The government is not a dictatorship. It's not an AI. The government is a whole bunch of people together, put together. So which one of those people are deciding what's right and what's wrong? Is it a whole group of people? Even if it's a whole group of people, the decisions have the same bias as those people, always and forever. So no, the government should never penalize a business just because the government thinks the business has disinformation. Just because of that, never. This is a free country, let's keep it that way, please. A genuine free market requires restrictions on the ability of predator multinationals to create monopolies. I agree. A best way to put this, freedom is not what you think. There's two versions of freedom. I've given both of them. There's anarchy and there's freedom. Anarchy is not freedom. Anarchy is when you're walking around in a forest and you can do whatever you want, wherever you can do anything you want. That is the anarchy version of freedom. And I don't consider that freedom because you can hurt people and all that kind of stuff, and then you take away other people's freedom. And you get the point. Freedom is where you have the freedom to do whatever you want, but there are restrictions on that. For example, in the United States, I cannot be a monopoly. Google right now has a monopoly on advertising for digital ads. I believe it's being looked at being split up by Congress. I'll talk about some other day. I don't have the information on it right now, so I'll talk about some other day. And that's a good thing. You don't want a monopoly, because when someone has a monopoly, they can simply buy other businesses out or make it extremely hard for a new business to pop in. Monopolies are not good. So I agree with that. Free market requires restrictions on the ability of predator multinationals to create monopolies. I agree. Abortion, when the woman's life is not threatened, should always be illegal. I agree. Strongly agree. When the woman's life is not threatened, why in the world should, why? What's your argument here? If the woman's life isn't threatened, is your argument going to be, well, okay, she was raped, or okay, this happened, or okay, that happened? Okay, that doesn't matter because you should not punish the child, your child now, for something the dad did. That is not okay. No. So, strongly agree there. All authority should be questioned. Disagree. You can question it in your head. You can question authority in your head all you want and think of reasons why you have to listen to this person. Okay, sure. The Bible does tell us that we do need to obey our authorities. Whether they're communist or capitalist or free, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who our authorities are, we do have to obey them. So questioning them illegally, I would not suggest. Questioning them in terms of your mind and making your own opinions, yes, go ahead and do that. Please do that. In fact, I strongly suggest you do that. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Do I agree with that statement? I strongly disagree because it literally says that in the Bible. It says, you have heard eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, but verily, verily, I say unto you, when what was it? Someone slaps you, turn the other cheek, something like that. Yeah. Strongly disagree because of that Bible verse. Taxpayers should not be expected to prop up any theaters or museums that cannot survive on a commercial base. I agree. Why would I pay for something that can't even survive commercially? If you can't pay for yourself, why would I pay for you? this museum. Let's pretend there's a Black Lives Matter museum going up, okay? And it's in Minnesota, and this Minnesota government is going to pay for it. If you don't have enough people going into the museum to pay for the museum, then the museum isn't necessary. Take the museum down. There's my basis. Same as if it were for the pilgrims or for the founding fathers. If there aren't enough people going there to pay for it, then take it down. It's not worth it. Schools should not make class attendance compulsory. You know, my unlogical side would say, oh yeah, I strongly agree. I hate school because, you know, yeah, reasons. But I have to disagree because school has its benefits. Compulsory school is more beneficial than not compulsory school, unfortunately. Stinking facts, I hate them. All people have their rights, but it is better for all of us that different sorts of people should keep to their own kind. What? No. Strongly, or not strongly, I disagree. This is a strange cultural question. Are they trying to say Cubans stick with Cubans, Hispanics stick with Hispanics, American natives stick with natives, and whites stick with whites? First of all, that would be kind of racist because whites, whatever. I mean, it's just whites. I mean, really, whites? That's what you call us? We're a little bit more diverse than just whites. You know, we're Dutch and German and French and British and Swiss and Swedish and Finnish and Norwegian and freaking Italian. So, I mean, it's kind of a dumb question, but you know, whatever. So I'm gonna say I disagree. Good parents sometimes have to spank their children. I'm not a parent, but I'm gonna say I agree because I was spanked and I'm okay with being spanked. I mean, so I mean, it taught me lessons, and I'm sure it definitely teaches other children lessons. So I'm gonna say I agree because I'm sure there are times when you would have to do that. It's natural for children to keep some secrets from their parents. It is natural. That doesn't make it okay. So I'm gonna hit agree because it's natural, but it doesn't make it okay. Possessing marijuana for personal use should not be a criminal offense. Disagree. Personal use, why would you want to use marijuana personally? I'm waiting. Oh, pleasure? Yeah, so I thought. The prime fun. I should probably explain that more. I disagree with pleasure and everything about it. My reasons for disagreeing with marijuana is because you do it in a party sense. You do it as in, hey, let's party, yeah, bros. So I'm gonna smoke weed and then we can party and I get this feeling of high and I'll do stupid stuff with everyone. So you're almost guaranteed to do something illegal. So I'm gonna hit disagree for that. When it comes to drinking, if you were sitting in your house and say you had a long day, you pour yourself a glass of wine, you drink that last glass of wine throughout the night, and then you go to bed. You're not drunk. You did it responsibly. That's totally fine. I'm fine with it. And wine, you can do it with beer, gin, whatever, as long as it's responsible. But marijuana is almost never used responsibly. So until we can show that we can use it responsibly, I'm going to say disagree. So marijuana should still stay illegal for personal use. The prime function of schooling should be to equip the future generation to find jobs. I agree. What else are you going to do? I mean, you can teach them all the stuff, they're gonna forget it in like 4 seconds, no matter what you do, unless you have that reason of it's to help you find a job. If it's to help you find a job, then you're gonna teach it real well, they're gonna remember it better because it's a job they want most likely, especially when it comes to college. And because of that, basically because of that, they're gonna learn more, they'll use it more. You get the point. I'm gonna hit agree. People with serious inheritable disabilities should not be allowed to reproduce. Strongly disagree. If you're married, reproduce all you want. I don't care. The most important thing for children to learn is to accept discipline. I agree, because discipline is extremely important. You don't have discipline, you end up like that one weirdo woman from Tennessee and does stupid stuff. There are no savage and civilized peoples. There are only different cultures. Strongly disagree. There are no savage and civilized people. I would argue the American civilization today is significantly more civilized than, say, the Aztecs and Mayans were in the 1400s, you know, when they were giving human sacrifices and, you know, and even more civilized than stinking Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, and Babylon and, you know. I'm going to disagree because of those historical records we have that strongly say that it's not true. Those who are able to work and refuse the opportunity should not expect society's support. Yes, that's your own bad decision. I'm sorry. Make a better decision next time. I strongly agree. When you are troubled, it's better to not think about it, but to keep busy with more cheerful things. I disagree because when I pray about it, I'm still technically thinking about it. What I suggest you do is you pray about it. And when you're praying, you're thinking about it. So, I mean, I disagree. First-generation immigrants can never be fully integrated within their new country. Strongly disagree. Welcome to America. It takes you 4 years to be fully integrated to your new country. 4 years. Not that long, if you ask me. So, strongly disagree. What's good for the most successful corporations is always ultimately good for all of us. That's another trap question. In today's world, agree. In yesterday's world, disagree. It's confusing because it's just no, because sometimes what's good for this one specific corporation is to make this corporation a monopoly, and that's not good for all of us. You have to have that balance. Yes, corporations are still people. Yes, they're excellent, but you also need choice. Which corporation do you want to buy from or work for? You get what I'm saying? So I'm going to say disagree. No broadcasting institution, however independent its content, should receive federal funding or public funding. I agree. Because if you have public funding, then the opinion and biases of the broadcast and radio station are going to be fully and entirely based on the on the biases of the people who are funding it. So I'm going to have to say, agree strongly. It's a business, should be run like a business too. Question number 1 million on page 4 out of 6 pages. Our civil liberties are being excessively curbed in the name of counterterrorism. Excessively curbed? Disagree. I haven't once experienced a regulation or curbing of civil liberty that has caused harm to me or anyone else just because of the 2001 terrorist attacks. So I'm going to say disagree until I experience or have met someone who has experienced that. Then I will rethink my opinion. A significant advantage of a one-party state is that it avoids all the arguments that delay progress in a democratic political system. You are absolutely right, it does. But that doesn't make it okay. This is a recurring thing with these questions. They're so dumb. Yes, you are right. That's an excellent statement. But it doesn't make it okay. It's like being gay is just part of being human. Yes, you're right, but that doesn't make it okay. A significant advantage of a one-party state is that it avoids all the arguments that delay progress and democracy. Yeah, it does, because everyone agrees with one specific thing, and that could be communism, which is terrible. So at the same time, I could say agree, but I could also say disagree. I'm gonna say agree because it's right. Technically, it's correct, but it's asking me in a different way. But I'm gonna say I agree because of that. Although the electronic age makes official surveillance easier, only wrongdoers need to be worried. Disagree. Your data can be stolen like that, which is why this episode is not sponsored by NordVPN. Ha. That would be funny if it was. The death penalty should be an option for the most serious crimes. Strongly agree. You kill 50 people, we kill you. In a civilized society, one must always have people above to be obeyed and people below to be commanded. That is a strange way of putting it, but I'm gonna hit agree. I don't mean that, yeah, I'm above, so I gotta command you. I mean, it's in America, we're a civilized society, right? And in this civilized society, we have someone above. The person above is Joe Biden and the Congress and Senate, House of Representatives, Supreme Court, all of the federal stuff, they're above. The state is above. The county is above. The city is above. We are the lowest to be commanded. But then at the same time, the government is also being commanded by itself. So it's yes, but also disagree. But it's yes. I have to hit the agree button because that's where I agree with it the same. I agree with it more than I disagree with it. Abstract art that doesn't represent anything shouldn't be considered at all. Or shouldn't be considered art at all. I hate abstract art. It's so dumb. It's like, guys, I have this triangle and 50 different lines. It's art. It's like, No, it's not art. A teenager or a preschooler can do that, dude. Sorry, it's not art. Like, do some Picasso or something. I don't know. In criminal justice, punishment should be more important than rehabilitation. Rehabilitation comes after punishment, so I'm gonna agree. It is a waste of time. Let me go back to the prison stuff. It is more important than rehabilitation because when you go to prison, you get punished first, and then you get rehabilitated back into society after your punishment is over. So I'm gonna hit agree because of that, but they're both extremely important. It is a waste of time to try to rehabilitate some criminals. Disagree. You're right, some criminals cannot be rehabilitated, but it's not a waste of time, it's the effort that counts. The business person and the manufacturer are more important than the writer and the artist. Disagree. They're equal. Why would they be more important? They both produce stuff for society, but they both do the same stuff. So I disagree. They are actually equal. Mothers may have careers, but their first duty is to be homemakers. I'm a Christian, and the Bible has verses on this. Mothers can have careers. Your first duty is to be a homemaker? Right. And a father can be a homemaker, but their first duty is to have a career. Think of it that way. I'm restricted too. So I have to hit agree for that reason. Multinational companies are unethically exploiting the plant genetic resources. Plant. Do they mean the planet? Yeah, plant genetic resources of developing countries? Unethically? Probably. I mean, China has sweatshops where people get paid basically nothing to build t-shirts, if that's what you're talking about. I mean, that's unethical. Yeah, sure. So I'll hit agree, I guess. Making peace with the establishment is an important aspect of maturity. No, you don't have to make peace with the establishment to be mature. That doesn't mean I disagree with making peace with it, and it doesn't mean I agree with it. I'm just making a point. You don't have to be mature. Astrology accurately explains many things. Strongly disagree because astrology is a terrible thing. What do you expect to get done with astrology? You expect to see the future by looking at the stars that stay the same every single time and that you will actually see them in the exact same pattern the next year? Is that what you're expecting to see? I mean, give me a break. Astrology is kind of dumb. You cannot be moral without being religious. I'm gonna hit disagree. Every single moral is from religion. When you are being, you can be moral but not be religious though. And best way I can put this is no one is perfectly moral. I am not perfectly moral. Nobody's perfectly moral. Again, we're all born into sin. Everything is broken, which means no one can be perfectly anything good, which means no one can be perfectly moral. On the other hand, what would be a moral something? I don't know. I don't talk to too many atheists because I don't know too many of them. But the idea is you can have a moral opinion while still not being religious. You can be, I don't know, against the idea of transgenderism but still not be religious. You get the idea. So I'm gonna hit disagree. But all morals do stem from religion, mostly Christianity and Judaism. Charity is better than Social Security as a means of helping the genuinely disadvantaged. I very strongly agree, and the reason why I strongly agree is because when you have Social Security, you're actually stealing money from other people rather than those people willingly giving you that money for charity, which means it's actually morally and ethically wrong. Wow. So I strongly agree because for that reason. Economically, I don't know. I've never seen it. I've never seen an example where I could look at for economic ideas and for an example. Some people are naturally unlucky. Oh, I don't believe in luck, so that's a weird question. Naturally unlucky. Some people are born into very poor and disadvantaged countries, sure. That doesn't I don't know, man. It's really confusing because there's some 200 countries in the world today. I don't know. I'm gonna say slightly. I mean, you can be born poor, sure. That doesn't mean you can't get rich. But that would still be considered unlucky in an atheist's terms. So I'm gonna hit agree, but I don't believe in luck. I'm just hitting agree because the question's worded dumb. It is important that my child's school instills religious values. I agree because the religious values are the foundation of success. Believe it or not, America was built on religious values for ages, and we were the most successful country on the planet during the 20th century. And we still are today, and that was mainly because of our religious values. And now those religious values are disappearing completely, and we are a failing country now because of those reasons. So I'm gonna hit agree, like I said. Sex outside of marriage is usually immoral. Usually, it's always immoral. Literally says that in the Bible. Sexual immorality, also known as fornication, which, by the way, the Bible says should be shunned. And the word shunned means to stay away from at all costs. Well, not all costs, but you get what I'm saying. A same-sex couple in a stable, loving relationship should not be excluded from the possibility of child adoption. I disagree. Let me explain that real quick. Did you know that the majority of violent men are because or they're violent in this way because they don't have a dad in the family? The majority of black people who go to prison because they didn't have a father figure to raise them in a good way, or their father figure also went to prison constantly, so he wasn't there to help raise the child. Same with women. If you don't have a mother figure, you're doomed. That doesn't happen as often. Mothers mostly stay with their children. Dads, on the other hand, are way more likely to leave. But the idea is you need a mom and you need a dad. If you don't, you're seriously at risk of, yeah, becoming something different that you shouldn't become. Like that. Yeah, you get what I'm saying. Pornography depicting consenting adults should be legal for the adult population. I hate pornography, and it doesn't matter if it's legal for the adult population and not the younger population. The younger population will always get their hands on it if it's legal for the adults, which means I have to make it illegal for everyone if I'm going to make it illegal at all, which means I strongly disagree. What goes on in a private camera, in a private bedroom between consenting adults is no business of the state. I agree. I agree. The state cannot stop two men from having, you know what, you get what I'm saying. Same as two women. We can stop you from trying to legally adopt someone because it's not in your bedroom. It's in a courtroom. That's a little bit different. No one can feel naturally homosexual. Disagree. I actually just watched a video about this from an Anglican pastor who is a homosexual. He's a gay man, and he openly talks about how being gay is wrong, even though he himself was born gay. Really interesting video. I would highly suggest you watch it, especially if you don't know where you stand or if you agree with gay marriage. I would highly suggest you watch it. It's very eye-opening. And yeah, you get what I'm saying. Okay. These days, openness about sex has gone too far. Strongly agree. There used to be a time where even flushing a toilet in a movie was unheard of until the movie Psycho came out and they flushed the toilet in that movie and then it was heard of. And now you can't watch a single movie without someone stripping in it. So I'm going to say strongly agree. That is way too far and I hate it. Now let's see where I stand. I stand. Okay, so first of all, let me read you the little chart thing here, okay? So. It's like a square, and the square is split into four sections. The upper left is authoritarian left. The upper right is authoritarian right. The bottom left is libertarian left, and the bottom right is libertarian right. North Korea is very authoritarian left. China is somewhat authoritarian left. Saudi Arabia is very authoritarian right, and so is Singapore. And Uruguay is pretty libertarian, right? And same as Switzerland. Let's see here. My economic left-right is 5.88, whatever that means. And my social libertarian slash authoritarian is 1.3. So I am very slightly more authoritarian than I am libertarian. And I'm about center-right. So, okay, I mean, that's cool. Whatever. Anything I can read here? No, that's about it. Looks like that's everything for this. So, yeah. Interesting quiz. It's not it's not the best quiz again, but you know. It's okay. It does the trick, I guess. Yeah. Oh, anyways, this is Wednesday's episode, so there was a lot of economics in there. There was also a lot of other stuff in there as well, but I'll catch you all next time, Friday. I'll see if there's enough military news that I can talk about. But otherwise, catch you then. Adios.